Wildcat not sounding like she normally does. Wildcat Fox here for Rock Solid Rock Bottom, bottom of the hour news. Oh, there you are. Holy smokes.
Just had to clear my throat.
All right. Yeah.
Want to hear about my cat?
Yeah, I'm interested.
No, you don't.
Sure, yeah, tell me about it.
You do not.
Wonder what it does.
It lays around and sleeps. What do most cats do?
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It actually was take your dog to work day. The woman wasn't kidding about that.
Oh, I just thought that was something sushi.
No,
I
checked on the internet. Oh. Friday, June 23, 2006. Pet sitters, animal shelters, and businesses of all sizes will come together to recognize that.
What if you work at that pet crematory, the one that advertises on this station all the time? Do they bring their pets to work too? Pets saying, sorry, we'll stay home. No, come on. No, we'll stay home. Get in the car.
You think Shep freaks out around here about, you know, with all the smells and no natural products?
Get in the car! By the way, they cremate one pet at a time there. I just little plug for the pet crematory.
Mm-hmm.
They cremate one pet at a time.
Right, so the ashes don't get mixed up with someone else's Fido.
And they have the new Orson Welles tagline. We will cremate no pet before it's time. Before it's time. What was that? That question you asked me? Earlier, there was a question.
I don't know.
Shep, dogs, cubicles.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It wasn't important. Don't worry.
All right. What wacky stuff did you bring?
Oh, a lot of stuff today.
Cool.
A lot of
stuff. Smoking good. I hear that and I feel like a kid at Christmas. Seriously.
Goody. Well, this first one is on a very serious note. Apparently, modern day folk just don't have as many friends as the people did, say, 20 years ago.
A bunch of losers out there, huh?
A study in the American Sociological Review finds the average American circle of friends has shriveled
in
the last two decades.
Yeah, they're not interesting.
Nearly one in four people tell researchers they don't have a close confidant. That surprises me, actually.
Well, maybe if they'd get away from the freaking television set.
Well, and then the internet also partly to blame, according to the researchers at the University of Arizona.
It's lonely out there. It is getting lonelier. We're more and more isolated, and when we do have contact with others, we feel so different from the people around us that we just race back to our little homes and think we're freaks.
The one part...
I mean, I don't, but, you know, other people do.
The one part of the study that did surprise me is that ties are more family-based than they used to be. Now, everybody else is screaming, families don't spend enough time together, so
we're becoming more tribal. We're not supposed to be. We're supposed to be evolving to where we see others as connected to us as our family members. But, in fact, we're devolving, whereas our family members are way up here in our esteem, and the average Joe is just a loser. So when we read the paper each day and read about death and destruction, we don't care as long as it's not one of our family members. We're not supposed to be moving in that direction. Something's going wrong. And I'll tell you who I blame. I blame, I'll say it. Former Governor George Freeman. What? I didn't mean to say that. Was that his name? Who was our governor?
Freeman, and I should know because I have one of his campaign signs hanging in my garage.
It wasn't George, though, was it?
No, I don't think it was.
No. Governor Freeman.
Al? Why do I want to say it was Al Freeman?
I don't know, but I'm blaming the bastard. All right.
That's embarrassing for me.
Imagine him, his family members driving around right now. What the hell is Mischke blaming Freeman for?
Well, I'm sure they at least remember his name.
Yeah.
From Bremerton, Washington, a sheriff's deputy is on leave after mistakenly pulling a gun instead of a taser and shooting a man holed up in a tree.
Okay, now officially in the last hour and a half, that story's been done three times.
Okay.
One by John Hite, one by me, and one by you.
All right.
Okay.
I bet you didn't have the missing man found dead in shed, did you?
No, and I like dead in shed. Tell me about that.
Dead in shed. This happened in Newport, Delaware. Charles Whitaker had been missing for a week, and deputies showed up. It appears he locked his keys in the shed and tried to
squeeze the reason we don't interact more with other people.
Why?
Why we're so isolated. We're locked in sheds. What happened?
This guy's he tried to squeeze in through the soffit area.
Oh, God, you know what that just reminded me of? Oh, just a terrible image flashed across my brain. Best of Life, the photograph book, the famous one from the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Best of Life magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Had god-awful photo on the inside where the person burned to death, and all you see is their head just getting out from under the shed. They were in some fire, and they were trying to dig their way out as it burned, and they got part of their head out, and then cooked them. Remember that photograph?
No, I don't remember that one.
That should not be shown to children. That book was lying around when I was growing up. Oh, best of life. Let's take a look at that. Ding, 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 ding. 13 years of therapy. Don't leave stuff like that around.
Spencer Gifts is removing the hookahs from their store shelves. So if you haven't gotten your hookah from Spencer's, you better step up to the plate.
Spencer's has hookahs?
Apparently so.
Wait a minute. I've seen the one out in Roseville. It's a suburban family gift store. I don't remember hookahs being there. I remember when there was a store in Highland Park when I was growing up called Cannabis. Sitting around Sunday brunch, families all having eggs and sausage. And
I'm assuming it was a head shop.
Damn straight.
Okay.
And my dad
waterbeds too?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was called Cannabis. My dad's holding court at the table, and he says to my mom, "I just heard from Mike at the bank. You know what that store Cannabis means? What the name means?" "No, dear, what?" "It means marijuana. It actually means marijuana." Five of my brothers and I just chuckling at looking down at
kicking
our shoes.
Kicking each other under the table.
"It does, Dad. Huh. I'm going to quit buying my albums there. I didn't know that." Anyway. The joint wasn't as cool as Pasha Poi anyway. What the hell does Pasha Poi mean? Remember Pasha Poi?
I don't.
You don't. The parents were fooled by that one because they didn't question it. Pasha Poi sounds like a Vietnamese booby trap. Don't go in there, to Pasha Poi!
That sounds like a Hawaiian sex shop to me.
Now, why would of a sudden jump to that? It was a head shop on Grand Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Well, Poi is...
But the right kind, with carpeting on the walls. If you don't have carpeting on the walls, I don't want to buy pot there. I mean, I didn't buy pot there, but... bought the items
the
for
black
it. Not
light.
For me. It was a gift deal for my dad.
Seriously, I roll my own cigarettes.
Oh, God. I should have sent Pa in there for Frank Sinatra albums. Seriously, Dad, that's the best place for Sinatra. Go on in there. And the long hair guy will help you.
But the funny smell.
That's patchouli oil, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try it on Mom. You guys will go nuts. We'll have a 10th kid. What the hell are we talking about?
Hookahs.
Okay, let's move on to the next story. You said there was a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Identical twins to be ordained Catholic priests, which doesn't happen every day, but in Erie, Pennsylvania, James and
Joseph. I hope they're
Joseph
joined. Are they
Campbell,
conjoined?
I believe they are separate.
Damn it.
But they are identical, as I said. They will be ordained together as Roman Catholic priests. They're 26. They say they always wanted to be priests. They used to play at saying Mass at home.
I did that, too. That's not that
did
weird.
Really?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Well,
Ritz crackers for communion?
Yep. They said they used communion wafers that they made from bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There is
what I didn't understand is why I always had to play the abused altar boy. Why?
You were the youngest.
What? Couldn't I just be some guy in the back in the congregation?
There's a long line of priests in your family, is there not?
Mm-hmm. Priests and nuns.
Priests and nuns?
I say that every time now when people say, "Oh, we had twins." I say, "Conjoined?" I just want to know. Are they conjoined? No. Are you going to have them joined? Are you going to join them up? Going to hook them up? There's that one surgery.
That would be interesting, though, that surgery. The reverse surgery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do that if you really like your brother.
There's a family in Little Falls, I just wanted to add, and the family of like 13 or 14, but
all of them joined. It's a big line. They're in chorus girls.
The youngest two were identical twins, and they both became priests as well.
Well, the story goes in central Minnesota that if you wanted to go to heaven, seriously, one of your children had to be a priest. That was, and if one of your children was a priest, you were in. That's what they believed. You were in. So they pushed. It didn't have to be the first guy. He had a break because there were other kids behind him. But by the last guy, if the last guy wasn't a priest, you were going nuts at the end. See, come on! Sex isn't fun anyway! Look at your mother! I never went near her!
I just tried a different approach. Since the convent wouldn't take me, I just sent my mother to the Vatican. Do you think that'll help?
I went to the Vatican one time and I said, "Gee, doesn't look a lot like the manger." You know, the whole manger. You'd think they wouldn't try to make it look fancier than where Jesus was born. You know, you wouldn't want to show up Jesus and have a fancier joint than he had. And boy, it sure was opulent. The Pope came out and I said, that doesn't look like the stuff Jesus wore. Why all the fancy garb? Does that cane turn into a snake? He didn't like it. I was arrested. And you know what? They can hold you without charging you at the Vatican.
Something tells me they still have
a special place in hell for me?
Yeah. Their jail goes straight to hell for people like you.
To the catacombs!